We've been reporting all morning about the upgrade in Japan. Authorities there have raised the severity rating of the nuclear crisis from level 5 to level 7. Level 7 is the highest that can go, and it's only been applied once before to a nuclear accident. That, of course, was Chernobyl in 1986. Keith Bradshaw has been covering this accident for our partner, The New York Times. He's the paper's Hong Kong bureau chief, and he joins us from Tokyo. Keith, can you tell us what is the significance of moving this rating from 5 to 7?
This is not an alert that things are getting worse. This is an acknowledgement of how much radiation has already been released. The government is now saying that one-tenth of the radiation that was released at Chernobyl has now been released at the Fukushima nuclear power plant.
So, I mean, how does this affect the people of Japan? The government keeps coming out with relatively frightening pronouncements and saying, but don't worry, this doesn't have any health effects. Is that message still comforting people there?
There were some tough questions for the Prime Minister during his press conference this afternoon regarding why it took a month to find out that so much more radiation had been released than was initially the case. The Prime Minister said that they had tried very hard to figure out what the best numbers were and that he had not hid anything. I think the government's position is that it's taken this long to assemble all of the various computer models and data and try to process it so as to reduce the error, the plus or minus, as much as possible. They're saying right now 10% of the radiation released at Chernobyl. But it could be up to three times that or one-third that. So it still has an error range of between 3% and 30% of what was released at Chernobyl. And they say that there's an error range here. They say trying to come up with better numbers. Now, that said, there's a lot of nervousness here, and it really hasn't helped that we've had a series of powerful aftershocks in the last 24 hours. And all three of those aftershocks have been much closer to Tokyo than the original earthquakes.
Well, how does this affect the view of the Japanese public for their own government and their trust that the government can handle the ongoing nuclear accident safely with their best interests at heart?
So far, the greatest criticism here has been leveled not against the government but against the electric utility that operated the nuclear power plant, and that is Tokyo Electric. And there is vehement criticism here of Tokyo Electric for not having been prepared for this and for having allegedly mismanaged the accident since it initially occurred.
So they could end up, TEPCO could be the BP of Japan going forward. And we're hearing already talks that they're looking to establish perhaps a compensation fund.
There's been discussion of that. It's a tricky thing for the government because on the one hand, the financial costs of this accident are enormous and potentially beyond the easy ability of TEPCO to cover. On the other hand, the government doesn't want to look like it's helping out at what is now a deeply unpopular utility. So they keep saying this is TEPCO's responsibility, but at the same time, the country is aware that this is a national problem.
Keith Bradshaw is the Hong Kong bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. He joined us from Tokyo. Thank you so much, Keith.
Thank you.
He's talking about the situation in Japan. Authorities there have raised the severity rating for the nuclear crisis from level 5 to level 7. The last time, the only other time, that we have ever seen a level 7 accident was Chernobyl in 1986.